When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Zillow. Mm. Okay, the number one Zillow mistake made ultimately caused the stock to drop 20%. So let's talk about Zillow. MD, the mortgage guy, would appreciate this conversation with Zillow.
Absolutely.
What is the deal with Zillow?
This is why I always tell people you have to invest in a company that is number one in a space. And no matter what asset you buy, you have to buy it at a good price. So Zillow wanted to take Open Doors model and begin to buy houses, which is a great strategy. But when they're overinflating the price of homes and then driving the market up to be so frothy where people are selling their houses and getting same day offers, 70,000 above, they were causing a frenzy, which looked a lot like 2007. So whenever you're buying assets this fast, you have to get them at best price. They was paying a retail or max price, expecting it, this market, to continue to go up. And that's why I always said on every episode that I could, it does not matter what you buy. Cups, pens, palladium, t-shirts, stocks, you have to get in at the best price. And your price can also be a hedge for downward movement like this when everyone panics. And then it's a hedge against a lot of volatility as well. So they try to copy their model. I don't like companies that copy model. I like companies that innovate. And then when you begin buying houses at any price point, for those of you that lived through 2007 to 2008, this was the commercial version of that. And now they're underwater. The strategy is not working because they didn't have the talent or all the acumen needed. They had the cash on hand. But if you're not buying at the right prices, that's why I always tell you guys, risk to reward means everything. I don't care if you're buying something for $1, 1,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million. You have to know, if I put my dollar into this, how much am I going to get out? You cannot hope that prices are going to go up, and a market cannot continue to grow at 30%, 40% as a result. And when the numbers came out, the stock dropped horribly, and now they're going to lay off 25% of their workforce as a result because of bad portfolio mismanagement. And we've all done it in our trades. That's why I say the discipline in trading and investing helps you focus on getting great prices for everything else. And this is just an example at scale. Doesn't matter how much money you have. If you buy at the wrong price, you can get your portfolio destroyed buying at a bad place.
Yeah. I mean, the quote from their stockholders meeting was they unintentionally purchased homes at higher prices than current estimates of future selling prices.
That's impossible.
So it's like, I mean, just reading that, it sounds like they're just blindly just buying homes. They had a $304 million write down inventory. Like, you're Zillow and you're just like blindly just taking homes, right? So now you have more homes than you can sell.
Not a good strategy. I mean, they had an incredible bounce from 2019. They went to 20 bucks. Of course, they shot up a ton. They went to 208. Great. I'm sure they were feeling themselves. And it was a good strategy. Like, if a company, but you have to do this at scale. You can't put all your chips in the middle of the table. But there is a market for people that want to sell their homes and get an instant offer, quick closing, because in this era that we're in, any company that helps us be more efficient or save time will win. On the business side, you have to calculate what the returns would be in the best case and worst case scenario. And even before this, I'm telling you guys to look at trend. Zillow had been dropping really since April. So when I'm like, hey, there's a top, I don't think that the housing market is going to fall apart, but a commercial player like this could affect it. Now let's go back to Evergrande. Things are fucked up there in China. I said, hey, go look at players 2 through 4, because if the head of that market is getting destroyed, guess what? It may be some other problems over there as well. And then 2 through 3 in China are having problems. Now they have an occupancy rate of 25% of inventory that cannot be sold. They're going to lay off 20% of their workforce, and they have a whole.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A bunch. You think Zillow is the only commercial company at this point that bought a bunch of houses expecting for prices to keep rising at an unbelievable rate? No. So we're going to see some of these dominoes start to topple over. And we can see it now, even with this supply chain, inflation, everything's going up. They're giving us slow signs that another crash is coming. Very slowly. I put it out on Instagram last night, but I was reading a report. By 2030, 25% of the workforce will be eliminated due to automation. I've been telling you guys about automation for at least a year and a half. Mm-hmm. So if we have a crash in 24, 27, that will lead in, well, we need a more efficient economy. And then we talked about universal basic income, which of course Yang pushed when he was running for president. Then Kanye talked about it on Drink Champs. But we have to realize they're telling us in real time, this market isn't as strong as it should be. Let's get all the gains. Let's let crypto run up. Let's let personal income run up. Let's let the housing market run up, business run up. And here's the thing that I want to tell you, please write this down. Start putting your money away. So when this does happen, if the Fed don't use the printer as much as they did the last time, you're going to have to be able to hunker down and have some cash on the side. Because this crash could be nastier. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again. If you've had a chance to get extraordinary gains, 50 and 80% long-term, 1,000% in crypto, 4 and 8,000% in futures, why are they allowing that? They're allowing it because they know they printed too much money that is unsustainable. Get all the money while you can now. And when things are rough, we gave you an opportunity to get all the money that you needed. The signs are there.
Yeah. So
profound.
We also have to talk about crypto because it is also at all-time high levels.
Yeah, Ethereum all-time high.
Ethereum's at 4,700, 4,756 to be exact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitcoin 66,000, quickly approaching close. The 70,000 mark.
I think 66.9 is the all-time high.
Litecoin is up 12% today. Litecoin is at $224. Mm-hmm. And I do have to make a correction. Last week, I said, I jumbled my words, but I did say that Stellar was backed by Microsoft. They are actually backed by IBM.
IBM, yeah.
So just in the correction era for that. But
anybody hit you up about that?
No, nobody did. But, you know, just wanted to.
Good journalistic practice.
Yeah.
So, I was like, damn, that's IBM, bro.
best practices. So yeah, crypto is also, you know, it hasn't really been getting a lot of attention. The stocks have been dominating the conversation, mm-hmm. but you know, outside of like, you know, the meme coins. But yeah, keep an eye on crypto. It's been steadily moving. Yeah. Mass adoption. We talked about MasterCard. We spoke about Visa. A few different, yeah, Visa, MasterCard. So yeah, mass adoption coming. Banks piling money in. People are getting, you know, ready to start, you know, accepting crypto on a wide level. We did speak to Muhammad on Saturday when we did the podcast and we asked him about crypto. That's in the episode. And he had some interesting views on crypto. What I'm learning is that a lot of these countries in Africa, crypto is banned. Mm-hmm. It's banned in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. It's banned in Egypt. So you can look at that one of two ways. I look at that as that's actually a positive thing because, A, they're still actually getting around that. They're still actually doing crypto. So you can't ban it. That just goes to show that even though the government has tried to ban it, this hasn't really worked. Mm-hmm. And B, there's still a large portion of the world that is still trying to suppress crypto. So what happens when they finally give up? There's still a tremendous up wave for crypto to just go up crazy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.